在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, everyone. Today I invite you to join me in an exploration of the causes of depression. There are many factors involved, but I believe some deserve special attention. Heredity certainly plays a role. The tendency to develop depression may be inherited.There is evidence that this disorder may run in families. Physiology is another factor related to depression. There may be changes or imbalances in chemicals which transmit information in the brain, called neurotransmitters. Many modern antidepressant drugs attempt to increase levels of certain neurotransmitters so as to increase brain communication.While the causal relationship is unclear, it is known that antidepressant medications do relieve certain symptoms of depression. Researchers also study psychological factors. They include the complex development of one's personality and how one has learned to cope with external environmental factors, such as stress. It is frequently observed that low self-esteemand self-defeating thinking are connected with depression. While it is not clear which is the cause and which is the effect, it is known that sufferers who are able to make corrections to their thinking patterns can show improved mood and self-esteem. Another factor causing depression is one's early experiences. Events such as the death of a parent, the divorce of parents, neglect, chronic illness,and severe physical abuse can also increase the likelihood of depression later in life. Some present experiences may also lead to depression. Job loss, financial difficulties, long periods of unemployment, the loss of a spouse or other family member, or other painful events may trigger depression. Long-term stress at home, work, or school can also be involved.It is worth noting that those living with someone suffering from depression experience increased anxiety, which adds to the possibility of their also becoming depressed.